Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Jamie Harris.
I don't know about you, but I certainly find it harder to get out of bed on these cold, dark mornings. My wife's granny used to refer to this time of year as the dark days of Christmas, and indeed every day seems shorter than the one before. For many, these days are more than just physically dark. We can become lost and overwhelmed in all the expectations of the season. The shopping, planning, cooking, baking, wrapping, cards, music, school plays, church concerts, the running, the stress, travel and traffic, not to mention all the money worries. Darker still are the constant reminders between the tinsel and flashing lights of the pain and suffering in the world. Wars, famine, natural disasters, how can we possibly feel joy? Darkness seems to surround us in every sense. But these dark days of Christmas also herald the arrival of Advent. Advent from the Latin word adventus, meaning arrival. This is a time of year that we await the arrival of those longer, lighter evenings. The days lengthen, promising longer days of sunshine and warmth. For Christians, this Advent is the time during which we await the birth of Jesus. And during Advent, light is one of the many symbols of Christmas. Whether candles, twinkling fairy lights, hanging icicles, glowing lights have a special place in many homes. For Christians, light symbolises Jesus coming as a baby in Bethlehem. The promised Messiah, a great light, a star, guided the wise men to his manger. Also, an infinitely greater light, the glory of the Lord, shone around those shepherds out in the fields. The joy of Christmas is not only that Jesus came, but that God's light has come to earth. When Jesus was born, the light of God shone in the darkness of this broken world. Jesus says in John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This same Jesus, wondrously born in Bethlehem, gloriously raised from the dead, and the bright and morning star mentioned in Revelation, is coming again. And when we see him, his face will shine like the sun shining in all its brilliance. We want to be ready at his coming. If Jesus is our light, we'll want to learn to walk in his light. Paul reminded New Testament Christians that they were once walking in darkness, but now they were light in the Lord, and as such they should live as children of light. Walking in the light is meant to be a lifestyle. When a believer lives out the life Jesus made possible, others will be drawn to the light, his light. This Christmas, if you're a child of light, tell the story of salvation in Jesus throughout your community, through all the many opportunities to meet with others over this festive period. Open up your life to those in darkness that they may see the light of God's glorious grace and live as the light of the world, illuminating the path to God's heart for all those around you. May you experience the joy, passion, and purpose that comes from being used by God to advance his kingdom of light today. This Christmas, let your little light shine.